Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend. Along with my co-host Macaulay Matthew, I am of course William Mamo. What's up, Macaulay?
What's up? How's it going? People?
I'm doing all right. You know, we're gonna lead off with a little baseball. You know, both so far, you know, bad day, you know, in baseball for both New York teams so far. You know, we're gonna lead off with the little Mets, and you're going to give us, after that, you're going to give us a little update on the Yankees as they're losing right now.
Yep.
Also, we're going to talk about the NFL, induction ceremony yesterday. And, of course, as usual, ended off with a little sports entertainment, a little WWE news, a little TNA news, and the mystery person was revealed on Thursday. We'll get into that also. But, of course, folks, you know the deal. You know, this is a sports entertainment show. So, you know, the number, of course, is 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. So feel free to let your voices heard. If not, just sit back and then enjoy the show. And with that, let's get the Mets out of the way. You know, let's talk some Mets baseball. Unfortunately, you know, basically they lose a series, you know, a 2 out of 3 series to the hottest team in baseball right now, the Kansas City Royals. And the first game, you know, Mets had a 2-0 lead because David Wright, he hit a 2-run home run to give the Mets a brief 2-0 lead. And that home run was, of course, his 220th home run of his career. So that made him tied second all time with Mike Piazza on the Mets all-time list.
Wow.
So congratulations to him. Now he's only trailing Daryl Strawberry, who has 252 home runs as a New York Met.
Yeah, David Wright will probably finish as the all-time leader.
Oh, yeah, of course.
For the Mets as the home run record.
Oh, yeah.
Holder, so.
Yeah, barring injury, serious injury, he should easily break that record.
Yeah.
By next year or 2 years tops for sure. You know, he should definitely break that record.
Yeah.
But, speaking of injuries, Wright basically injured himself in the 10th. You know, he injured himself during the National Series earlier this week, trying to slide, steal a base, and he injured his hamstring. So, He was running out of ball in the 10th, and he re-aggravated the injury, and he's on the DL right now as we speak.
Mm.
You know, he's on the DL. They call up Mike Baxter, of course, you know, the hero, one of the heroes of the Johan Santana no-hitter, June 1st of last year.
Right.
Who made a great diving catch to rob Yadier Molina of what would have been, you know, what would have broken up the no-hitter
right.
at that time. But also, Parnell, who's obviously the Mets closer this year, he's been injured. So he didn't pitch at all in this series, and who knows when he's going to return because he has a stiff neck. So Ardzma, who's pitched well as a Met, you know, he had the save, but he didn't really have it on Friday, which also led to Pedro Feliciano making his Mets debut. Of course you're familiar with Pedro Feliciano, of course, McCarthy.
Yeah, of course.
Having you know, you guys signed him, you know, after he was with the Mets, who was in 2011 and 12, but he was injured, so he didn't pitch at all as a Yankee. So now he's back with the Mets. So technically he's a paper Yankee, even though he never made his appearance as a Yankee.
Right.
So basically he made his return on Friday night. You know, the Mets fans showed him some love, you know, for, you know, the years he pitched for the Mets. And he got a sac fly, which tied the game. But other than that, you know, he pitched well. And, of course, the biggest blow of that game Friday night was Eric Young. You know, he hit his first career home run, his first career walk-off home run of his career. As a matter of fact, that was his first career hit. That was his first career hit, walk-off hit of his career. And another tidbit, that was his first home run as a New York Met.
Really?
So he did it in dramatic fashion. And that was his second home run overall of the season, but his like I just mentioned, his first as a Met.
Right.
Because Mets acquired him from the Rockies earlier this year in the Colin McHugh trade.
Wow.
So, you know, he made his presence known. For the most part, he's played well, you know, as a leadoff hitter. He went to a recent slump lately. But Friday night he got that big home run. And I think he finished 2-for-5 in that game. But now we fast forward to Saturday night. Actually, it was Saturday afternoon. Basically, Mets went into another extra inning game. And Moustakis, whatever you pronounce his name, he hit a home run yesterday. And I think in the 12th inning, and that basically was proved to be the game winner. And I think it was Heffner that was pitching that game, if I'm not mistaken. Basically, Mets was trailing, but then Mets, cut the lead, I think, in the bottom of the eighth. And then, of course, in extra innings, Moustakis hit a solo home run, and Mets fell by the final score of 4-3. So the series was even up. And then today, they had the future on the mound, Zach Wheeler on the mound, to try to steal away that rubber game at home. But unfortunately, due to two miscues from Marlon Byrd, who didn't see it from the he didn't see the routine fly balls because of the sun. That led to Wheeler having a bad outing, basically, and Mets fell by the final score of 6-2. The only highlights was Eric Young Jr., the aforementioned Eric Young Jr., and John Buck. They both had RBI singles, and that was basically all the Mets, offense.
Man, the Royals have been hot lately.
I know.
The Royals.
Friday night we did. We ended their 9-game winning streak.
They've now won, 11 of the last 12 now?
Yes, you're right. Actually, it's a little more than that. They won,
Because you said you broke up their 9-game winning streak, so now they've won 2 in a row.
Yeah.
So it's 11 out of the last 12 games.
Yeah, 11 out of the last 12.
Yeah.
And they've won. And, like I was telling you earlier this year, I don't like how they did this interleague. Back in the days, since 97 on till last year, you face a team twice, and you play all the interleague in like a 2-week period, and then after that you just go back.
Yeah.
To play National League. And then that time you could even call somebody up or have somebody, who's defensive liability. You let them play that whole week or
yep.
so, and let them get some at bats. But no, there's no rhyme or reason to this interleague. Now Mets are gonna they're gonna go on the road. I think they're gonna go against Dodgers San Diego, which of course you're very very familiar with. You're playing them right now as we speak.
Yep.
And I think we're gonna play one makeup game in Minnesota because it got rained. It got snowed out, so we're gonna play that again. We're gonna play the Twins again. I mean, there's like no rhyme or reason to this schedule. I mean, the Mets played the Chicago White Sox as many times as they've played the Yankees this year. I mean, does that make sense?
Yeah, man, and the Yankees, we played the Dodgers this past week, and it was only 2 games. It's not even a 3-game series.
I know. It doesn't make any sense. It really doesn't make any sense whatsoever. I mean, I know the Mets are lovable losers, but, they're not the Cubs.
I know.
Why do we have to play the White Sox twice in the season?
I don't understand that. I don't understand that.
They're ruining interleague play, I consider myself a traditionalist, except for the fact I do like interleague when it's interstate, and also in some cases World Series matchups, kind of rematches of past classic World Series, even though it's not the same thing, but it's just kind of interesting to see a team that you're not usually accustomed to seeing in your city,
right,
come in. But now they just really, they've destroyed interleague. I mean, it's every day.
Yeah, it's I don't like the way it is. It's just random times during the season now.
Exactly. And then the Astros are now in the Astros are now in the American they're now in the American League. I mean, I would have, if I was going to put a team back into the American League, I would have put the Brewers back.
Yep, I agree.
I mean, at least they've been in the, at least they, you know, had success.
Yeah.
You know, as an American League team.
Yep.
You take the Astros, who've been in the National League since its inception in, what, it's 61, and you put them into the American League. I mean, that kind of ruins the fantasy of Texas fans of, you know, hey, one day they could have had a Texas, a Lone Star World Series and, you know, have the Texas Rangers go against the Houston Astros.
Yep.
But because of that, you take that away. And now it's like basketball and hockey. Basically, the only thing you could have is in this case, it would be a American League Series. I mean, it would be the equivalent of a Western Conference Final in, you know, basketball and hockey. You can't, you know, I mean, there's no way that they could face each other in the World Series now.
Right. Yep.
Because of this.
I don't get it.
I mean, not that I'm crying. I mean, the only interleague series I'd like to see again is the Mets and the Yankees. But of course, with a happier ending, of course, obviously.
Right.
But as long as the Mets is in the World Series and they win it, you know, that's all I care about.
Right.
But in the issue of fairness, oh, what were you gonna say?
Well, it's too bad. I mean, maybe they might get it. You know, maybe baseball might be considered and put the Astros back in the National League and have the Brewers move to the American League. But I don't know if that's going to happen anytime soon.
I strongly doubt that. They had their chance. They had their chance and they blew it.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of which, let's go over to the Yankees. And you know what's the biggest news coming out of the Yankees before we, you know, we talk about what's going on with the Padres series right now. Of course, the big news is, of course, your old friend A-Rod. He might get that lifetime ban, or at the very minimum, get a 214 game suspension. And I know you won't be shedding tears on that, but give us your take on it.
Well, yeah, Monday baseball is going to hand down the suspension of A-Rod and the 12 other players that were linked to this biogenesis laboratory. And I think baseball, I don't know yet if it's going to be a lifetime ban or if they're just going to ban him for 100 games or so, but whatever it is, I mean, A-Rod deserves it, but for some reason, he's going to dispute it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
This guy is very delusional, and he's been in a pain in our side since he signed him, and right now, as it is, I mean, he's scheduled to come back and play with us.
On Monday.
On Monday.
Which is tomorrow.
If he appeals the decision, I mean, I think he could still play, right? He'd still be able to play, right, while the appeal is going on?
Yeah, if there's an appeal going on, he should be able to play. But I think they're MLB and Yankees are pulling all the stops to make sure he doesn't debut in the big leagues this year. As you could clearly see, because he's saying he's ready to play, and then he had like a doctor tell him that he can't play, and then he went to a second opinion, and the person disagrees. It's like as a typical A-Rod story. He's, you know, the story is being blown out of proportion. Everything's getting just a simple story is just, you know, it's just a big story now because, you know, A-Rod, you know, he likes being the center of attention, and, you know, basically, I mean, it showed when he opted out of his contract with the Yankees, and he did it on the day of the World Series, one of the World Series. I can't remember which one it was. Was it
yeah,
when
I remember that. Was I it don't remember what game it was,
Red Sox,
but I do remember it was during that time.
Was it against Red Sox and Rockies, I think?
I think, no, Red Sox, I think it was Red Sox, Rockies, you're right.
Like in 07, I think, that happened.
Right.
And I don't know about you, if your boss, which happened to be Hank Steinbrenner at the time, well, actually it still is, but, you know, Hank and Hal are, you know, they both own the team. If you want to return to the Yankees and he specifically tells you if you opt out, you're not gonna come back with the Yankees. I don't know about you, but I wouldn't have taken the chance. But obviously, he was smart enough because they took the bait and they gave him a even more ridiculous contract, which is basically, like you said, a pain in the behind, as you were alluding to a few minutes ago.
Right, right.
What would you have done if you were in his shoes and Hank told you, don't opt out or else I'm not going to re-sign you?
I wouldn't have opted out.
Exactly. I know why, man, because you have pinstripes in your heart, man. I mean, of course you want to make money, but then again, he's making a lot of money anyway.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's a time when, I mean, enough is enough.
It is, man. And like I said, he's been a thorn in our side. And, I mean, this is going to continue to be a distraction until MLB does something about this. And, you know, we'll see what happens, man. But he continues to be a thorn over our shoulders.
Wow, man. You really sound depressed on the thing, man. Wow, I mean, you must be really thinking about
A-Rod. I'm not depressed about it. I mean, I don't give a damn about A-Rod. I'm just like, you know, I wish it would be done soon.
I know.
It's a distraction.
It is a distraction, for sure. You're not lying.
I could care less about what A-Rod does, you know.
I feel you.
It needs to be over soon. I mean, it's getting ridiculous.
I totally agree with you on that. And speaking of which, you know, the Yankees are playing right now. Last time I checked, they were losing 6-0. But, you know, feel free to give us a little recap as, you know, the Yankees return to San Diego, which, of course, was the which is a rematch of the 1998 World Series, which Yankees swept the D-backs. I mean, not the D-backs, the Padres, you know, that year. So give us a little recap of what's going on in this series right now.
On Friday night, we started a series. Sabathia had another bad performance.
Of course.
Gave up five runs in 5 2/3 innings. Over his last 3 losses and no decision, he has over a 10 ERA, and he's allowed batters to bat close to 400 against him, man. He's allowed 5 or more runs for 4 straight games. So this is by far his worst stretch of his career.
I know.
Worst season ever. And, you know, he said he's trying to get back. He's trying to, like, put things together, but for some reason he can't. And he's not injured, so I don't know what's going on with him this season. But
he better get his act together. Look, shoot, if Amari, you know, who's hurt, you know, in a different sport, basketball, is being trained with Olajuwon to get back to his old season form. Shoot, what's his name? Sabathia better do something. He better train with Nolan Ryan or Whitey Ford or even Olajuwon, because Olajuwon could probably pitch better than him right now.
Well, Sabathia's not injured. That's the thing. I mean, he's not injured. He's healthy. He's just not pitching good right now at all.
Yeah, I mean, but as we know right now, he's not. As you said, he's not injured. But then again, I mean, there's no excuse. But then again, you know how some of these players, you know, they have machismo. You know, going to the end of the season to tell you, oh, by the way, I had a torn labrum and I'm gonna have surgery.
Right.
So that's gonna be worth watching if he's, because as of right now, he doesn't look injured. Like you said, he didn't say he's injured. But you know how these players are; they like to hide their injuries until the season's over.
Right. Right. Exactly. So we'll see, man. He's been pitching bad, and the Yankees lost that game on Friday, 7-2. Granderson made his return back to the lineup. It was his 10th game of the season, and he had 2 strikeouts and went 0-for-4. But yesterday, it was his redemption. He had a 2-run home run that put us up in that game. The game was tied until the 7th inning, and then he had a 2-run home run in the 7th inning to put us ahead. And we ended up winning that game yesterday 3-0. Ivan Nova pitched really good. He's been pitching good overall since he's come back from the disabled list. He's like, I think, 4-3 with a 2.08 ERA. And he has about a 1.6 ERA over his last 5 starts. So he's been pitching real good. And we finally got some power, you know. So hopefully Grandison will help us score some more runs here, because we haven't been getting a lot of offense from these guys. So
you definitely need the Grandy, man. And it's also nice to have another pitcher, you know, shouldering the load with Hiroki Kuroda, who's been literally the ace of the team.
Yeah, I mean, Smap there and Hughes have not been good. Hughes today gave up 5 runs in about two and two-thirds. So both these pitchers have been horrible. I mean, this might be Hughes' last season anyway, but he's certainly not going out with a bang.
Yeah, you throw the words right out of my mind. I was just about to say that.
So, right now we're down 6-0. I think we're in the 7th inning right now, so looks like we're probably going to lose this game to the Padres and lose this series 2 out of 3.
Yeah.
So,
is that a good day? Is that a good weekend in New York City baseball team, man?
Definitely not.
Unfortunately, I'm used to these days, but you know, hopefully Mets can turn it around this series. I mean, next up and coming series on the road on the West Coast. Mets have been a better, you know, team on the road.
Right.
And Yankees are going to be Yankees. You know, they, even though right now I think they're in last place right now, but you know, hopefully they can, you know, play, you know, for pride, you know.
Well, you know, with the wild card, we're still in the wild card hunt, but if we keep losing,
exactly,
our chances of making it, of getting the wild card, is going to be lost.
You're not lying, man. Believe me, I know what you mean. But let's see. Shifting gears, you know, congratulations to the NFL Hall of Fame inductees, especially highlighted by, you know, the former head coach of both the Giants and the Jets, you know, the Tuna, Bill Parcells.
Yeah, it's he's well-deserving for the Big Tuna, man.
Yep.
One of the greatest Giant coaches of all time. Led them to 2 Super Bowl wins, you know, and he's had some other success with other teams like the Patriots and the Cowboys.
The Jets,
you know, so he definitely deserves it.
Well deserved. You know, we both felt he should have went in, you know, been a first ballot Hall of Famer with his former player with the Jets, Curtis Martin. But, you know, hey, you know, he's, as long as he's in, that's all that really matters.
Yep, exactly.
And I don't know if you heard some of his stuff. You know, he was basically saying that he played with a bunch of, you know, people from, you know, various backgrounds, you know, racial backgrounds and stuff like that. And he said the only thing that, you know, matters is, you know, is basically, you know, trying to be the best and, you know, winning.
Yeah.
To paraphrase what he was saying. But the funniest line he said out of the Hall of Fame induction was basically he was saying that he hopes today, when they put the his bust in the you know, in the Hall of Fame in Canton, he hopes it's right next to Lawrence Taylor, so he could keep an eye on that sucker. And yeah, I mean, congratulations to him and you know, all the other inductees in
there.
Yeah,
definitely.
And let's shift gears. Let's go to TNA, and
yep.
The mystery guy, we're expecting him to be a wrestler, like old school wrestler, like Hardcore Holly, Shelton Benjamin, you know, somebody like that. But it wasn't even a wrestler at all. It was basically, you know, MMA legend Tito Ortiz.
Yep, and he's scheduled to have some kind of bout with Rampage Jackson.
Yeah. Quentin Rampage Jackson. So basically, TNA nowadays is promoting MMA fighters. It's not even guys really to promote their own product. It's, they're basically, I guess it's what they deal with Spike TV. Instead of trying to get real wrestlers, you know, they're getting MMA guys, and they're promoting Bellator events, not even Spike TV events, you know.
Right, yep.
Which, I mean, I understand they want star power, but it doesn't make any sense because it's not like these guys are the major bouts are not going to even be on Spike. It's not even going to be on TNA. It's going to
exactly.
be with Bellator. So it's like they're just leasing the guys and basically, you know, using TNA just to, you know, show the guys on TV, really.
Yeah, I didn't understand that at all.
I was surprised. I mean, at least bring a wrestler, I mean. But they just there to hype up the event, the Bellator event, basically.
Right, exactly.
And guess we'll. Oh yeah, there was a AJ Styles versus Austin Aries match. That was the main event match. That was a great match right there.
Yep, I saw some of it, but I didn't see all of TNA Impact.
Yeah. Basically, the most important thing was. That main event match and the reveal, which I thought they kind of botched that too. You know, it's like he just popped up out of nowhere. There was no build up to it. Like he just popped up. He just popped up and it wasn't like they played any music or anything like to get. It was like they rushed it basically.
Right.
It wasn't like
exactly.
It's like who is this coming down? Oh my god! And the guys, the announcers didn't even hype it up. The announcers didn't even hype it up. They didn't even hype it up. It's like he was already there by the time they were hyping it up. There was no build-up. It was like basically the main event in Mafia fighting against Aces and Eights.
Right.
And he just popped up. He didn't even say nothing on the mic. He's just folding his hands and, you know. I don't know. They could have did a much better job with the reveal, but I guess we'll wait and see what they do with that.
Yep.
And of course WWE, you know, they the Daniel Bryan and Cena feud is going to happen later this month. And now Cena's Daniel Bryan was saying that because Vince McMahon was saying that how, you know, he's using Daniel Bryan in the match because he knows he could beat him. And Cena was basically, you know, saying, are you calling me a liar? I don't know if they're trying to hint at a potential heel turn, but I don't believe that. You know, I'm done with the heel turn theories because, I mean, we've been doing this for like, it seems like since the dinosaurs roamed, and he never turned heel. He hasn't turned heel since, 2004?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, why should we believe it now, you know?
Exactly.
And haven't been, it's been rumored, but it's never going to happen.
It's never going to happen.
Yeah.
It's never going to happen, basically. You know, that's the problem with WWE. It's too predictable.
Yep.
I mean, hopefully Daniel Bryan will win the title off Cena, you know, take the title off Cena's hands.
I think so. I think so. I mean, as long as we like to think Cena is unstoppable, he's super Cena. I think Daniel Bryan's gonna win.
I sure hope so. And hopefully, they'll give him a few months, you know, reign. You know, unlike because the rumor is the rumor is that, you know, Daniel Bryan's gonna win the title, but then Orton's gonna cash in to officially, you know, turn heel.
Oh yeah, that's a good idea. That's a good idea. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but I would have preferred to see, you know, Daniel Bryan have
Orton has the Money in the Bank, or was it Sandow?
No, Sandow has the SmackDown World Heavyweight title.
Oh, yeah,
Money
you're
in the
right.
Bank. And Randy Orton has the WWE, the WWE one for Raw, for the WWE
right.
title.
Yeah.
So basically, I guess that is the only way he could really get heel. And seeing heel heat because, Daniel Bryan is the most popular guy right now in WWE.
Right.
And Punk, I'd say right now he's dropped down to like a very close second.
Yeah.
But I guess it would be a good idea.
Well, hopefully Orton protects his balls.
Oh yeah, right. You have a point there. Hopefully that, as you guys know, in South Africa, a live tour apparently a wrestler from South Africa attacked, low blowed him. He gave him, basically gave him an uppercut in his, below the belt, I guess you can say. And, which was crazy. And basically the guy said that the reason why he did it was, because he didn't like Randy Orton. I mean, come on.
And you didn't try to get attention from WWE.
Exactly. I mean, how are you going to work with WWE? That's like those stalker people who stalk their celebrity obsessions, and then they want to get the attention. Yeah, but that's not the attention you want to get.
I know.
If you do something like that, you literally have no shot impressing that person that you want to do it. I mean, you know, you want to, you know, meet or whatever.
And he
that's a good
shot.
Impression. Yeah, that's just crazy right there.
Shout out to WWE after doing that.
And of course. I think they say he's banned for like WWE events for like 5 years or so.
Wow.
I don't remember what the penalty is, but I mean, come on, what are you thinking? It's crazy.
And check out my show Saturdays at 11 on iMac.
Alright, you heard that, folks. We'll see you next week. That was Paulie Matthew. I'm William Ramon. See you guys next week. Sunday, 6 p.m. iMac. On Saturday at 11 p.m. So, of course, we'll see you guys next week.